One, two, three, four, hit it! Going out to the hardcore hip hop.
B-side show.
Of course.
B-side.
Hip hop.
B-side show.
Going out to the hardcore hip hop.
B-side.
Of course.
B-side show.
What's up, what's up, y'all?
It's the B-Side Show.
Act like you know, baby.
It's the Oracle Edition. We do this every fourth Monday with the homegirl, Danny California.
Bang, bang.
Bad Day Killer.
That's right, that's right.
That's right, Rabbit right here, man. We're holding it down, and we got the brother DJ Mark Love on the ones and twos today, so it's going to be dope, man.
Shout out to the Elder Statesman right, on you. The wheels of steel. I got a really stacked lineup for y'all.
Oh, yeah, it's going down.
As promised, we got Live Art by Nan Lib, aka the Nan Lib Invasion. This is my lady, hip hop queen.
That's right.
Amazing merch. She's going to show us exactly how she gets down and some of the new products that she's been working on. So we're going to get a sneak peek into that.
A lot of dope flavor. You guys got to check it out.
Yes,
sure.
Indeed. We got Mike Massive all the way from New York, y'all.
Via
He's gonna
Zoom,
be
yeah.
Tuning in on Zoom with us. Style Elements crew. They're going to talk about their anniversary show.
That's dope.
And Trip G from the OKC just flew in last week, and of course he had to stop at the B-side.
You know what's dope is because last time we had his interview on Zoom, and now he's in town, so we get to chop it up with him live. You know
what
I'm saying?
A man of his word. He said, right. When I come into town, I'm gonna stop at the B-side for the Oracle Edition, baby.
Bad Day Killer in this motherfucker, man. What are we getting into right now, Danny?
Bang bang. We're gonna do a really quick intro into Nan, but first, Mark, are you ready to go? We want to hear some scratching from you. Yes. Yes, Mark's doing some tech stuff over here. I don't know what it is. He decided to make some changes real quick to his turntable setup. There we go. That's what I'm talking about right there. We're going to have him do a quick little 3-minute, 5-minute sizzle just to show you what it's all about when you got the Elder Statesman on the ones and twos. Once we do that, we're going to take a quick peek at what Nan Lib is all about, and we're going to be in an interview with her on the B-side show.
That's right. Mark Love, get it?
Hey.
Yo, we all go begins. War. I draw blood, be the first to know. My calls, tap all jaws and laws. We take all jaws, jokes to the doors. It kinda D's, time to make breeze of guns toss. In full force, some team will go at your main source. My non-taurus, hit bosses and take causes. Your whole setup from the ground up, we lock shit. Blood your eye, fuck up your optics. Switch the killer instincts for niggas pop shit. Your nigga know it was the topic. 9 pound, we rocked it. 96 strike back with more hot. Illuminate my team with glow like radiation. With no time for patience or complication. Let's get it done right, my click airtight. Trapped in a never ending gunfight. Some niggas lose stripes and lose life. Jail niggas sending kites to the street. Over some beef that wasn't fully cooked. Finish them off, well done me. Then said 22 slug the ahead. Travel all the way down to LA.
Hey yo, it's hell on earth. Who's next are gonna be first? The project's frontline, and the enemy is one time. I ain't gotta tell you. It's right in front of your eye. Yo, it's hell on earth. Who's next are gonna be first? The project's frontline, and the enemy is one time. I ain't gotta tell you.
Yo, it's right in front of your eye. We rep the QBC, nigga rep yours, it's all love. Midly stacked down, heavily guarded by hollow tip slugs. Then crack down, the wannabe thugs, adapt the gas sound and bow down. Slow the fuck up, see how I'm found now? Articulate, hitting body parts and start shifting shit. Never hesitate, it's the rap game unlimited. Sign my roster, we can do this, forever infinite. Then reminisce, 20 years later how we was getting it. Either with me, go against the grain, you better hit me. Legging me, you're robbing me, niggas better body me. Cause it's a small world, the niggas talking like bitches. Bitches singing like snitches, pointing you out in pitches. Cause she repped the QBC faithfully. Play you hating me, all that bullshit is just making me more the better. The concentrate of getting cheddar. And shorty put you up, you better deader.
Perception, blinding, impressions, stressing, manifesting, the direction, universal. Shapeless. Take this. Fate is. Impressions, stressing, manifesting, the direction, universal, woo, shapeless, take this, fate is. So why try to shine for blind man? Impressions got you stressing. Much left for manifesting. I'm dug infinite forever with direction. As I travel universal. State to state on chrome tape. Records still pay the freight for weight. My form and shape is shapeless. Wanna comprehend it? Take this. You know me like you know what your fate is. Process invisible, results is visual. Attack and I hit your pressure points is critical. Attract all things inside my presence. Then let the esoteric essence give off light like a crescent. Moon with the seeds I plant start to bloom. Like butterflies manifest themselves from cocoons. Victories by no mistake. Me and my man, no ID, penetrate and carry real weight. Invisible forces control all you see. Good life and luxury comes naturally. It's the real way. Doug Infinite. No ID. Invisible forces control all you see. Good life and luxury comes naturally. The real way. I'm Doug Infinite. My name is No ID. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks, Mark. Sure, why not? So, Shay, we're going to pull up that preview so we could get into our very first guest.
The views expressed on this recording are solely those of the artist, and by no means do we encourage or condone violence against law officials. It's for you. It's for you. For all my street niggas, feel it. On the count of three, say fuck the police. 1, 2, 3, fuck the police. Yeah, fuck them.
From as far as I can remember, I always wanted to do music. And as I got older, I transitioned from loving music to creating it. Since I was a kid, I was always attracted to different sounds. It was something about the creational process that gave me a rush. From getting an idea for a drum pattern, to making a beat, then the writing process, then I'd record and mix my own tracks to put out into the world. And then, I'd repeat the process. The best advice anyone has ever given me was that you don't have to be great in order to get started. But you have to get started in order to be great. And that resonated with me until this day. My name is Mike Massive. I'm from the Bronx, and music is my life. Stay tuned.
All right, y'all. B-Side, we are back live, and we got some dope guests with us right now. All the way from New York, you just saw an intro to my boy, Mike Massive.
And we also played the clip of Nan, you know, her work as well.
Yes.
Her video.
She's doing her thing right now. This is a... She's doing live art in the making, y'all. This is the kind of beautiful handcrafted art you get when you buy a piece by Miss Nan Lib. We'll talk a little bit about what her name is and when you created her, because this is one rendition of a few that she's got. Yeah. Mike, what it do, my G?
Thanks for tapping in with us. I know it's a little later over there, but thanks for rolling with us. There it is. The creating hours, huh?
That's what's up, man. Shout out to everybody in the chat. We appreciate y'all tapping in. I'm going to be popping in real quick to say what's up to y'all. You saw the intro to Mike Massive. I just want to talk a little bit about what got you into the game. Was it the producing first? Was it the MCing first? What got you started?
When did you know that that was what you wanted to do, though, like as far as like going all out? Because, you know, people, you could freestyle once a week. You could, you know, drop a beat every. But when you're doing that constant work, man, it's something different about it.
Definitely. And to even take it further back than that, it was just, you know, that need to know how. Like when I remember when I was little, I was like about, and it's crazy, I remember being like about 2 going on 3. and my dad actually got me a Nintendo. So growing up, I would love playing that. I would love how the music made me felt, like this thrill. I'm playing Mega Man in the dark. I like it. I like this intense music. I got to beat the fire guy. How am I going to do that? I don't know. But the music was just... So as I got older, I was like, I wonder how that comes to be. You know, who puts this music? How am I listening to this on this cartridge? You know? So then my curiosity went from playing and listening to wanting to create it. So that's when I was doing a little bit of homework. I started, you know, looking up different ways. Then my father got me like this little skinny Casio piano, and the rest was history. And I mean, it was just so many milestones and stepping stones in my life that introduced me, ironically, like just by itself, like introduced me to like different chapters of my life of music making. Like if I tell you how I started making beats, y'all wouldn't even believe it.
Hey, you know, that, I wanna know. That's probably the test for the parents though, when they get you that little first thing and then they see, bro,
I'm gonna tell you how important
he just mastered this little piano, man. I gotta
tell you how important this thing was to me. I still got it right here.
Oh, there it is.
Yes.
Perfect condition. So the thing is, it was crazy. And then I got older, I wanted it to take beat making serious. So I had a friend of mine who passed away. His name is Frankie. He's like, oh, you know, I'm giving my PlayStation away. He gives me the PlayStation. All right, boom. Then here I have another friend who doesn't even know him, comes to me. He's like, yo, I have this game. It's called the MTV Music Generator, but it's not like a game you can play. It's like beats and shit, bro. You want this? I'm like, yes, yes, give me this. Connected it to my father's old school equipment, was making beats, recording it on cassette, and selling the beats to my teachers in high school.
Dang, they're like, that's what's up.
This is phenomenal. I can't get enough of this. This is, and I'm just like, yo, you know?
What was your favorite game on Nintendo, on Super Nintendo? Or no, that's Nintendo right there, the NES.
Yeah, I think it's still on there. It's Ninja Gaiden.
Hey, that's what's up.
It was Ninja Gaiden. It was Mario 3. It was a couple of them, and the ones that really intrigued me, like I said, were the ones that captivated me musically, sonically. Like think about it: if the music is not popping, you're not gonna want to play, you know. So that was just a little something that sparked my curiosity into the music world. I'm like, how is this happening? Where is this music coming from? Who made this? You know.
And it's all full circle now. Now you're making the background music for everybody to hear, dog. I wanted to ask, like, production wise though, how do you decide who or what kind of artists are you looking to work with? Because I saw some, you've been working with some big dogs too, man. I see you in the lab with these guys, man. That's dope.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I feel like when you're not really looking, it's kind of like a relationship thing. It's like when you're not looking for a relationship, it pops up. People want to be with you. When you're not with nobody, nobody wants you. So this beat, I actually just produced a song for a designer. It's crazy because these beats, I made it in 2017. And I sent these beats out to him when Panda was a hit. Panda. I got bros in the blender. You know what I'm saying? So I send these beats out to him and I never got a response. You know, I'm just like, all right, whatever. Here we are, 2022. And he goes live and he's playing the beats. And of course, I tag on my beats. So he has a lot of followers. So a lot of the people that follow him follow me. Not a lot, but a few. So when he was like, yeah, man, you know, I'm trying to find out the producer who produced this joint right here. If anybody ever wants to holler back at me, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get. And when they said that, when they heard that massive Empire Music, I was sitting on the couch eating pizza with my son, watching some Coco Melon on the YouTube. And my phone is going crazy. I'm just like, yo, who's calling me? Then my brother comes into the house. He's like, yo, designer's looking for you. Like, what? When I go in, everybody's at me. Yo, Mike, you made a beat. And I'm just like, and it's crazy. I made that beat in 2017. And he's telling me, yo, that shit got the energy that I need right now.
Dang.
That's a, hey, and you know, being ahead of your time is always part of the game, you know, part of the plan, man. That's right.
You always got to be 2-3 steps ahead, man. Always.
From then until now, how have the beats evolved? What is Mike Massive doing now versus in 2017?
Well, you definitely gotta, you gotta listen to what's out now. You know, you gotta listen to what's fresh. You gotta listen to what this generation is listening to, because the youth is really what's gonna support you. So if you're just like, you know, stuck in the old ways, you gotta learn basically how to adapt your old ways with the new. You gotta kind of reinvent yourself, you know, as an artist, as a producer, as a DJ. You can't do the same thing over and over. You gotta always recaptivate your audience. You always gotta reinvent yourself. You gotta rap different, you gotta sound different. Like, I'm an artist as well, and anybody would tell you, you would listen to 5 of my songs and none of them sound the same. Lyrics, flow, the way I mix it, how I master it. I make my beats right here, record them, mix it and master it, and just distribute it myself.
Hey, you know exactly what you just said right now, dog. We had a, you know, an OG in the game, Mellow Man Ace, was here last week, and he was saying the same thing, dog. He's always tapping in with what's going on now and putting his twist on it. You know what I mean?
Always, always. You got to take it and make it yours, make it original. Because I could sit here and make, like, what's popping now, what's called a drill beat, and it's going to sound exactly the same. But if I take a merengue sample and put a drill beat over it, it's going to go crazy. That's what I'm about. So you always got to put your signature on it, your little sazon, you know what I'm saying?
That's right, that's right. We definitely need that. We got Nan Lib. She's starting another, maybe a woo girl. We won't know until she paints it. But she created these dolls herself. So we're going to talk a little bit about her. But before we do, let's talk about Keep On Moving. Or Keep Moving?
Yeah, keep on.
Mm-hmm. Keep On, there we go. And how did that song come about? And let's talk about where we shot that video, because we're going to take a look at that one next.
Oh, fire. So Keep On is basically, it sprouted out of a conversation and that I had with somebody, and basically the emotions I was going through. Because it's just like, growing up, I've always been self-sufficient. I really never really needed the help. If I felt like I was counting on too much on somebody and they let me down, like, I would learn how to do it myself. Hence the mixing, the mastering, the production. You don't know how many fallouts I have with people. So, you know, as it's all a part of the game. The same way certain people applaud you and support you, you get a lot of hate. So basically, in the hook of the song, I'm saying, if they only knew how much I lost, they wouldn't make, you know what I'm saying? If you know how much I lost, you wouldn't hate me. You know what I'm saying?
That's facts. That's facts. People don't realize, they don't, like that saying goes, you know, walk a mile in my shoes, right? They don't always realize where you had to go through, what you had to go through, where you had to come from in order to get where you at. They just want to look at you now and be like, why he got that?
Yeah, exactly. And, so that's what I'm saying.
It's totally, and you know, people could relate to that too. And even like the last joint you put out, I believe it was around Valentine's Day or whatever. That's something mm-hmm. like,
give me like that. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's something like people could relate to that. So you catch them instantly with that, and then the words you're saying, bro, just brings them all the way in.
That's basically the trick to my music. I just try to make it as relatable as I can. So with the Keep On, that's what it was. If you only knew how much I lost, you wouldn't hate on me. You wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? You wouldn't hate on me. You would want to see me make it.
That's right. We're going to watch that video real quick with our viewers. But let's talk a little bit about where you shot the video and what the idea behind that video was. Where were you at when you shot that?
I shot it in Buckhead, Atlanta, with my boy Michael Garcia. Super official. He's doing movies now out there. He's doing a lot of videos. He worked with a lot of big dogs too in the game, T.I., he worked with designer too as well, you know, just to name a few. And like I said, it's one of those people that I really respect, and I wouldn't trust, you know, my music and just anybody's hands. He brought that to life, and it's just like, yo, let's show you on the keyboards, let's show you on the piano, let's show you getting gritty, let's show you, you know what I'm saying? So I was just all with it. I flew out there, linked up with him, and it was just a good vibe, man. And when you love what you do, that's truly a blessing, you know what I'm saying? So
real right there, man.
That's dope. We about to get into it right now on the Oracle Edition B-Side Show. This is Keep On, Mike Massive, y'all.
Let's go.
Bang, bang.
Massive Empire Music.
Yeah, yeah. Massive. Forgive them, Lord. If they only knew how much I lost, they wouldn't be so mad to see me make it. And I know everything comes with a cost.
Fuck it, yo. Middle finger all in they face, but I'm pointing up with the index. Going up, rocket ship, three moves ahead like I play chess. I don't care what they think of me, honestly it ain't my business. Dirty looks when I pass by, I hope these niggas catch a stiff neck. Figure till you make it while you name dropping, getting money, we ain't impressed. I need me a house with a porch, a garage and a Porsche, gotta stop for the big checks. No capping, gotta make it happen, yeah I'm destined for it, so it's been said. So just know when I come around, shit is going down like a shipwreck. Lord forgive them, if they only knew how much I lost, they wouldn't be so mad to see me make it. Now know everything comes with a cost. The haters real, so fuck it, keep on hating, keep on hating, keep on hating. The haters real, so fuck it, keep on hating. Hello, haters, goodbye. The hate is real, so fuck it, keep on. See the ice shining on the bezel, bringing fire, but I ain't the devil. I know you niggas want me off my level. Never been the problem that I couldn't settle. Father was the muscle, mama was the vessel. Said when I grew up, I'd be something special. Now I'm fighting demons, I got rid of several. But there's four left and these niggas wrestling. Back on my bullshit, bout to go to war like I'm packing the full clip. Rapping, macking, stacking paper. Fuck a hater, won't do shit. I'm on my grind, so I gotta climb in a Hellcat with the seat reclined. Going full speed, bout to pass you by. On my hurry up, almost out of time. Lord forgive them, if they only knew how much I lost, they wouldn't be so mad to see me make it. Now know everything comes with a cost. The hate is real, so fuck it, keep on hating, keep on hating, keep on hating. The hate is real, so fuck it, keep on hating. Hello haters, goodbye. The hate is real, so fuck it, keep on hating, keep on hating, keep on hating. The hate is real, so fuck it, keep on hating. Hello, haters, goodbye. The hate is real, so fuck it, keep on.
All right, y'all. That was Keep Moving. We just checked keep that on. One out. Did I say it right?
Nah.
Keep on.
I mean, it's gonna have you moving, but it's gonna keep on.
You know what? I think I said keep on moving first, didn't I? My bad. Yeah. Lee. My bad.
that's the new joint right
that's
there,
what Danny
man.
Does.
This one you just put out. And let them know, you know, what's out there right now where they could check out, you know, all the new stuff and everything. What's the best spots to peep it?
Yeah, definitely. Anywhere music is streamed, downloaded, and purchased, just MICMASSIVE. On YouTube is the same. I try to keep it simple. MICMASSIVE. You see all the interviews. You've seen all the videos. You see all my fresh content. Or you can check out www.mikemassive.com.
Dang.
That's the one-stop shop right there. Go to the website. You'll find everything.
He stay ready.
That's it. Man, you got to be. You got
to
be.
Any sneak peek, sneak preview of what's to come? I know you told everybody to stay tuned, but, you know, we like to give an inside scoop here on the B-side.
Sometimes we get exclusives here.
Yes.
Nah, that's a fact. That's a fact. I'm dropping a kind of like a Spanish, Brazilian funk, hip-hop type of song called No Te Ponga Na. Fire. We're going to be my second song in Spanish, you know, taking it back to the roots, DR, Dominican descent, but I was born here. So, you know, I got to represent for lo Latino y lo Hispano que están en sintonía con la música de Mike Massive siempre.
I love it. That's what we talking about, y'all, that diversity. It's beautiful. Thank you again for coming through. I hope you definitely stop by when you're in LA. We've talked about it already since how many years? It's been like what? Six,
it's
7
been a minute.
Years?
You know we gonna send this one your way, especially for you. The new Mike Massive merch snapback with the Massive Empire stitch in the back.
That's
fire.
Hey, that's
fire.
Slick right there. Is that on
get
the
me some shoes to go with that?
Right. Hey, she's about the shoe game. Hey, you got I'm assuming those are on the website as well, right?
Yeah, it's going to be on the website, but like I say, I get the sneak peek, so I'm going to just send
this. Oh, there it is. We got that exclusive.
I hope you got something black and gold to match it.
Oh, you already know. I'm going to be rocking that.
For reals, when you come this way, man, stop by and come. We'll do it in person right here, man. Thank you. Any shout-outs you want to make?
Just shout out to everybody that's been rocking with me since day one. Shout out to y'all for even taking that, you know, giving me a chance to get up on here, you know, and just spread my music. You know, any opportunity is great. You know what I'm saying? And I'm humbled and I appreciate it with all my heart. So we're going to definitely be linked in. Y nos vamos a mantener en comunicación y sintonía. So let's get it.
I love it. Claro. Thank you so much again. Feel free to stick around with us. We're going to get in and talk about some of Nan Lib's artwork.
I ain't going nowhere. I'm sticking around. I'm about to get me a snack. About to see what's going on.
Yeah, first of all, drink up, smoke
straight up. She came with the fly, Sade, sure, which is available.
Yes.
That she created as
she'll
well.
Tell us more about that.
Yeah, let's talk about it though, but I like the shirt.
Yeah, so
of
course
the new paper. Do I stay here or what do I do?
Yeah, well, I think we're still good right now. Yeah, we're on.
Okay. You know, we're definitely gonna stay on with you. We will send you guys another link. I just wanted to give a shout out to Funko Cholo's in the building. He got them pops up in here.
Yeah,
some
the
really
Funko
dope pops. Funko pops.
Get it.
Shay, you want to throw on a video for us, one or two of them, so that we can we'll start the next one. Y'all stick around, we ain't through. We got Mark Love on the ones and twos, Trip G, hashtag Trip G official, just walk in the building from the OKC, and we got Style Elements crew on the way. So Nan Lib's gonna keep painting. We're gonna talk a little bit about her art and creations and how you can get your own.
We'll be right back with Nan after the video.
B-side.
Massive Empire Music.
I can't believe this. He did it again. Michael Jordan, the greatest player of all time.
I remember back when I was mad little staring at the TV screen. Just me way before I used the black pen to go hard with the bars, talking way back then. I'm trying to paint a picture you can see right. 90 something, man, I couldn't even read. Fucked up cause my older brother spent his whole life locked up. Now I'm trying to find somebody I could be like. That's when it happened, it was on TV. Saw a man playing ball, he was on the red team. He even had the same name as me. Wore the number 23, this is who I wanna be. I used to follow my cousin because he knew more. He was a fan that had all of Jay's Mike wore. Till one day he said, stop trying to be like me, don't copy. That day I grew more, cause even though it hurt, he was really right. I was trying to be him, but we were not alike. I was annoying, so I guess he did it out of spite. I guess I didn't make the cut like a butter knife. I still love him to this day, but we day and night, and we'll speak no more, he be out of sight. But I remember them days, it'll never go away, when all I ever wanted was to be like Mike.
I wanna be like Mike. Wish I could be like Mike. If I could be like Mike. Wish I could be like Mike. I wanna be like Mike. Wish I could be like Mike. If I could be like Mike. Wanna be like Mike.
Took a little time, but I found my way. Started writing songs in the room all day. Started making beats, then I started getting paid. Then I started pushing all the hating niggas out the way. Now I hit them harder than a bison. Punch out, used to wanna beat Tyson. Yes, I'm a smooth criminal like Jackson. Michael Bay type, they don't want action. See what I did there, cause half of this shit they saying ain't audible. All they ever do is complain using autotune. Shit ain't even recordable. Trying to say that I'm on to you. Whack shit, you should burn the door is what you ought to do. Bringing that fire, kill him like Myers. Did it like me, you a motherfucking liar. And that's when I saw the bigger picture HD. That the greatest Mike I could ever be was me, Mike Massive.
They wanna be like Mike. They wanna be like Mike. Now they wanna be like Mike. They wanna be like Mike. They wanna be like Mike. Now they wanna be like Mike. They wanna be like Mike. Wanna be like Mike.
I can't believe this! He did it again! Michael Jordan, the greatest player of all time!
I remember back when I was mad little staring at the TV screen. Just me way before I used the black pen to go hard with the bars, talking way back then. I'm trying to paint a picture you can see right. 90 something, man, I couldn't even read. Fucked up cause my older brother spent his whole life locked up. Now I'm trying to find somebody I could be like. That's when it happened, it was on TV. Saw a man playing ball, he was on the red team. He even had the same name as me. Wore the number 23, this is who I wanna be. I used to follow my cousin because he knew more. He was a fan that had all of Jay's Mike wore. Till one day he said, stop trying to be like
like me, don't copy. That day I grew more, cause even though it hurt, he was really right. I was trying to be him, but we were not alike. I was annoying, so I guess he did it out of spite. I guess I didn't make the cut like a butter knife. I still love him to this day, but we day and night. And we'll speak no more, he be out of sight. But I remember them days, it'll never go away, when all I ever wanted was to be like Mike.
I wanna be like Mike. Wish I could be like Mike. If I could be like Mike. Wish I could be like Mike. I wanna be like Mike. Wish I could be like Mike. If I could be like Mike. Wanna be like Mike.
Took a little time, but I found my way. Started writing songs in a room all day. Started making beats, then I started getting paid. Then I started pushing all the hating niggas out the way. Now I hit them harder than the bottom.
Massive Empire Music.
Yo, what up? Yo, we need to make moves. You need to get that ready for me.
Right now.
Meet me in the spot. You already know.
All right, I'll be there. I'm gonna be there in like 5 minutes. Meet me right there. All right,
you ready?
No, I'm saying no joke.
Like Denzel, I'm trying to make a movie like Denzel. The liquor got me falling.
a movie like Denzel, ha!
Massive Empire Music.
Yo, what up? Yo, we need to make moves. You need to get that ready for me.
All right. Style Elements is in the building, yo. We got a special treat for you at the end of the night. Courtesy of Mark Love and the Style Elements crew. We're going to school y'all on some b-boyism. But the piece de resistance, this beautiful artistic creature here with the Sade tank, which she designed, by the way, is going to share a little bit about some backstory with this beautiful Woo Girl here and, of course, this Tribe Called Quest Woo Girl. Let's talk a little bit with Nan.
Ice Cream Woo Girl or something. Did I get it right?
You got it right.
Oh, okay. Let's go. Hey, first of all, like, people don't even know. Well, we're going to talk about it, but I know you, like, literally had a mold made. Like, there's a lot of work that goes into this. You didn't just find this and paint it. Like, you did everything from the ground up on this. Go ahead and speak on that.
Yeah, man. So, she goes back about 6 to 7 years ago. And it was more of a contest that I had with another Instagram artist. And he was like, yo, why don't we draw some sexy women and let's see who gets more likes. It was more like a bet. So I was like, bet, let's do it. So he drew his shit, which was dope. And another cat drew his version. It was dope. But then I drew mine. Mine didn't have legs. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mine was just a different type of chick. So, and it was all based on ice cream. So they drew girls with ice cream and I did this version. And UGHH, if I'm correct, ended up reposting it. And at that time, to me, that was a big deal because I didn't think anybody would even notice. And she just started circulating everywhere. Then with her was the first art piece that I actually decided to do like official merch with. And I did stickers as my first thing ever. Like I didn't have shirts, I didn't have sweaters. I didn't have anything like that. And I was like, I'm just going to start with stickers because I felt like, who's going to really want her? Like, who's going to get it? Like, they're going to think she's too sexy or, you know, all these things went through my mind. I was just, I guess, doubting myself. Well, they all sold out. Like, yeah. And I was like, shit, okay, then y'all get it then, you know? So then I started rocking with her more, making t-shirts, sweaters, painting her on canvases, putting her everywhere. And she was the first item that I went out and did merch with at an event, like the vending event. And it was at a hieroglyphics show. And it just popped. Like everybody was buying her. And I was like, yo, fuck. So then after that, I started with my Sade and then that blew up, you know. But I wanted to take it further. I didn't want her to just be like a piece of art, like just a drawing or a sticker or on a shirt. Like I wanted to make her like into an actual doll. So I reached out to some cat in France and I was like, yo, like here's all my sketches, side view, back view, bottom, top, everything. How can we make her 3D? Because I didn't have any notion of 3D at the time. And he went out and helped me make her into a 3D design. But then I was like, well, then how do I print her now? How do I make her an actual doll? Oh, it's too expensive, this and that. I had a lot of runaround for like a couple of years and I was like, fuck, I'm never going to get her printed. Yo, like, this is crazy. Like, I don't have 20K right now to get a couple of dolls printed. And I don't even know if that's going to work out. Like, well, as time passed, I ended up finding this cat that does printing from home and he printed my first mold ever. And I was like freaking out. I was like crying and shit. Like, yo, my doll's here, you know, like fuck. And now we got into the hang of it. And now I can print her any size I want. Like this one's pretty big. See?
Yeah, she's beautiful. Not only that, but you also have like the 45 adapters that you make.
I got all into 3D after this shit. Like, once I figured her out, I was like, let me make everything 3D.
Yes.
Well, that I wanted to say something about what you were talking about is sometimes, you know, the vision, first you need the vision. You saw what you wanted to have, right? So over these couple years time, still no one had that vision. That's how OG you were on the thought process. So you know what I'm saying, though? And then during that time, you had a chance to figure it out, and then you brought it to life. People don't know it took that long for it to come out. They thought you made it yesterday or whatever, but there is you got to have the vision first. I caught that with what you were saying. And
no,
yeah, that's fucking, no, those are OG right there, man, for real.
And then I ended up, you know, getting funky with it, like styling, you know, like your favorite hip hop icons on them. Like, for example, she started off as the Ooh Ice Cream Girl, and it was all based on the track with Raekwon and Meth and Ghost.
Yeah,
as we
all know. One of my favorite.
And I was like, they used, like, if you really look at their marketing, like, they used pretty women rocking the Woo shirt. You've seen the original video, right? And so I'm like, well, let me make a woman for them, you know, like, and I made her into different flavors because she's an ice cream. So it fell in with the theme. And I think that's what made people gravitate towards her the most, because they know it represents hip hop. So then I was like, okay, well, let me make more dolls. And I have a couple others that I designed. And I was like, you know, I really love Tribe, like Bonita Applebum, like she has a big bum, like it worked. Like, it just works, like, you know what I'm saying? So that's kind of where I went with her, and I'm really happy, and I just hope that she gets seen by the world at some point. I'd like her to pop in Japan, and that's my other vision. And I guess it's just baby steps for me, because being a woman in this game, I'm not trying to, like sound like, oh, have pity on me, but it's not easy, yo. Like, I've reached out to dudes that know about the 3D game and know about the doll-making game and the toy game, and all of them kind of gave me the side eye, like, you're not gonna get into this, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is our shit. Like, then once I got into it, now all of a sudden they're talking to me again, and I'm like, yo, fuck, like, you should have helped me when I needed you. Like, and I'm tripping, because I'm like, yo, I'm a full ass woman here. Like, I'm not trying to compete with you, I'm trying to get help from you, like, you know what I mean? And it didn't come through for me like that. It took a while.
Speaking of that, I mean, starting with your artwork and just, you know, your sketching, and then going from painting to 3D art and moving through that progression, the paintings that you started out doing, can you remember, like, your very first painting that you created and put on the internet to share with us?
Yeah, that would have to be my very first, like, not digital. You mean like painting, not digital?
Yes, painting, because that's how you started.
That would be my Fife piece. It got really popular to the point where you got De La Soul wearing it. You got everybody wearing it. And I got a little heat, actually, putting that out, because, you know,